On the line now, I have Karen Downey, who is DCC's Sculpture Dublin Programme Director. Good afternoon, Karen.
Hello, John. How are you?
I'm good, and thanks very much for taking the call. Now, we're going to talk about, there's a public consultation going on about sculptures in Dublin, and there's one we're particularly interested in there, quite close to the town of St. Dan's Park. But before we get into all that, just explain to us a little about Sculpture Dublin.
Sure. So Sculpture Dublin is a Dublin City Council initiative. It's being led by the Parks Department and the City Arts Office. And it's been supported by the Hugh Lane Gallery and Visual Artists Ireland. And the focus really of the programme is on trying to raise public awareness of and public interest in sculpture in Dublin. So we're doing this by running a whole series of engagement events and all kinds of talks and online activities and workshops and all kinds of education programs and engagement programs to try to get people talking about sculpture and noticing sculpture that's in their local area and in the city centre. And we're also, as part of the program, commissioning a series of new sculptures. So it's an ambitious program. We're looking to create a new sculpture in each of the Dublin City Council administrative areas. So one for the city centre, one for the north central area, the south central area, northwest and southeast. So a permanent new sculpture for each of those areas. And we're also looking to commission a temporary sculpture for the O'Connell plinth that stands outside City Hall.
It is. It's an excellent programme. It's a great idea, especially in the times we're living in at the moment, because people can actually get out and admire these sculptures when they're up, and they're getting exercise.
Yes, exactly, exactly. I mean, as somebody who's involved with the programme, we have an art history historian called Paula Murphy, and she's a great expert on sculpture and has a great passion for public sculpture and sculpture in the city. And as she said in a recent radio interview, you know, the city is like an open air museum. You know, it's people can get out and walk around the city and look at all these different kinds of sculpture, you know, from the very traditional figurative statues through to much more contemporary and abstract and you know, very different kinds of work dotted all around the city. And people, you know, can get out. The one thing we can do during this difficult period where our movements are so terribly restricted is to get out and walk around and look at these things and find out a bit more about them and think about what they're saying to us and what they're saying about the city and about the locality and the people and the history and you know, so it's really trying to these artworks are dotted all around the city. And so this, you know, the idea is really, okay, what can we do here? You know, often because of the very busy nature of cities, the traffic, people have the heads down, you know, they're getting to and from work, doing their shopping, and they don't maybe notice, they don't see these sculptures and then maybe they don't know that much about them. So we're thinking, okay, let's try to collate lots of information, pull lots of information together into one place. So we have a website, which is just sculpturedublin.ie. And, you know, you just put in Sculpture Dublin into Google, you'll find the website. There's lots of information there. We've organised it around the commissions, around sculpture in your area. So we're going to kind of build that up over time. Sculptures and activities, sculpture-related activities in local areas so that people can look to see what's happening in their specific area. And then obviously sculpture across the city, and we're running, as I say, all kinds of talks and cafes and meetings and workshops to try to get people involved.
Yeah, it is, as I said, it's a fantastic programme. And just to say, there is great interest among the public in sculptures, because I know in our area here in North Dublin there was a public outcry because there was a tree sculpture and it was damaged by vandals.
Yeah.
And the amount of people that were so disgusted by this, and it was all settled up, but there is that interest there.
Yes, I agree. I think people, I think people, I mean, Dublin is so interesting because all our public sculptures have, you know, they have nicknames, yeah. You know, so people have kind of made them personal and made, you know, they make different kinds of connections with them. And so, you know, they might have, you know, sort of grand historic significance. But equally they have a kind of a personal and you know, a personal meaning for people, and really that's what we want to see happen, is for people to kind of really develop a connection with these artworks, you know, and kind of really, you know, you know, like you say, where people, you know, these they enhance and beautify our city, they give it a whole other layer of meaning. And so it is terribly upsetting when you know, they become vandalized or damaged, and then they're lost to people, you know, and it really is a loss then. Yes.
And the local one to us would be St. Anne's Park, and then also Finglas. Yes. But St. Anne's Park, yes, in itself is a wonderful park, and it's very, very popular with people. People go, yes, walking in it, they go for picnics when they're allowed to do so again. So this will, yes, be an extra interest for local people.
Yes, yes, yes. Absolutely. I mean, I think there's no question that our parks have become more meaningful to us, you know, now in this, yeah, last year than maybe they've ever been. You know, you know, these are the places where we can go, and we can, you know, safely be around other people, and we can walk, and the kids can play, and we can, you know, we can connect with nature, and life can feel a bit normal for a while. You know, I find when you're in the park, and especially when we're not in the very kind of, you know, the full lockdown or the very, very tight restrictions, but, you know, through the summer there and different times of the year last year, it was really, you know, I've obviously been spending quite a bit of time in the parks, and I really felt they were the one part of the city that continued to work very well and continued to be a real kind of, I think, refuge and sanctuary for people. Just really, really important spaces. And of course, you know, parks are leading this initiative. They are very, very, you know, interested in the sculptural works that they already have in the parks. You know, they did a kind of a survey of sculpture and art in the parks a few years ago, and they said, you know, wow, you know, we have this, you know, fantastic legacy of sculpture in our parks, and, you know, why not, you know, create more? You know, it adds a whole other dimension to the park. It's a focal point for people. It can, you know, reflect in different ways on the locality, on the character of the place, on the history of the place, and it really adds a whole other layer of kind of value and meaning to the park. So absolutely, and of course St. Anne's, like you say, it's a huge park. It's got so many different aspects and dimensions to it. The site that we are proposing to develop what they call a land artwork in is right down in the southeast corner, facing out onto Bull Island there. So it's a kind of a quiet corner of the park, quite disused, but it's a fantastic site, you know, really, really kind of, you know, that the park kind of slopes down to the bay there, and, you know, it's a very, very sort of dramatic vista down across the bay, and I think then from, you know, other parts of the city looking back towards the park, towards that corner of the park, and again, thinking about this land artwork also has the potential to be of a great scale. So maybe, you know, we'll have something that, you know, will even stand out from an aerial perspective. So for that commission, we're thinking in terms of a land artwork. And just for people who might not know what that is, it's really, I mean, kind of, it's got quite a long history. It sort of developed in America in the 60s, this idea of kind of going out into the landscape and basically sculpting the landscape, going out with bulldozers and moving around, you know, great sort of volumes of earth and creating these kind of landforms. You know, Robert Smithson in America made a very famous one called the Spiral Jetty, in where he moved a lot of earth into a kind of spiral formation in a lake. And you have the one that we have in Ireland is the James Tyrrell down in West Cork, and it's kind of a crater with a great kind of a the landscape has been sculpted into a kind of a bowl shape, and then there's a sort of a stone plinth right down at the bottom at the centre of it, and you can lie there and look up at the sky. And this artist, he calls his artwork Skyscape. So, you know, it's about kind of moulding and moving the landscape so that we create a different way of seeing the natural environment around us. So it's kind of working on a big scale, you know. So that's what we're hoping for St. Anne's. As I said, we've got 6 commissions happening in total. So 5 of them are open competitions. So we've put out an open call, and we've received lots and lots of ideas and proposals from different artists. The land art one is a limited competition, which means that we're getting a group of experts, people who know about this kind of land art, to nominate artists, and then we'll invite a number of five artists to submit a response to the site. So that's a process that's just going to take a little bit longer. It's a little bit more involved. We publish the names of our nominators. So we have Annie Fletcher from the Irish Museum of Modern Art, and we have Barbara Dawson from the Hugh Lane Gallery, and then we have 2 international art experts who will all be nominating artists to be considered for that commission.
Yes,
I'll pause there and let you come in because I'm.
no, that's it. That's great. I love talking to people, especially when they.
You have a lot to say.
No, it's great, and it's great that the public can have an input into this. And just tell us how the public can actually get involved. Yeah. I know with the workshops and all this.
Yeah, absolutely. So as I say, we're running 6 commissions, kind of all sort of pretty much simultaneously. Most of them will be happening this year. Maybe some will tip into 2022. Two of them. So the other commission that you were talking about, the one in Finglas, Kildonan Park, is what we're calling a participative commission, and the one in Ballyfermot is also. So artworks that are being commissioned for sites in local residential areas is extremely important to us, that local people have an opportunity to be involved in the development of the ideas and feel that they're involved in the process, and then they feel a relationship and a connection to the artwork that's created. So that's really, really important. So so for these 2 commissions in particular, the Ballyfermot and Kildonan, we have invited submissions from artists who have a way of working. They're very comfortable working in a kind of collaborative, consultative way. So they have a long track record of creating artworks in consultation with local people, local groups. So for Kildonan, we have shortlisted 3 artists who are already out. They've been out. Luckily, they have been able to get out a little bit before Christmas. But a lot of the engagement is happening online, and the consultation is happening online. And that is being facilitated by the Dublin City Council Culture Company. And we wanted to work with them on this because they've been running these tea and chat sessions in the Finglas area over the last 5 years. And so they've developed relationships in the area. They've developed a kind of good network of local people, and particularly local people who are interested in arts and culture and want to see more of it happening in their area. So we thought, rather than us kind of cold calling, and sort of going in, knocking on doors, saying, would you like to be involved in this project? We thought it would be really a great way to bring the artists into the local area, get them sat down with local people who've shown an interest in the art, and get them talking about, you know, what's important about this local area, about Finglas. What's special about it? What do people care about? What worries people? What do people want to see more of? What do people want to see less of? You know, so all those conversations are underway at the moment. The artists are working on those consultations over a 4-month period, so from mid-November through to mid-February. And then they will submit their stage 2 proposals, which will go to a panel then. So again, all the panels for the Sculpture Dublin commissions have a public representative, community representative. So the Fingless one, actually two community representatives. And they will select an artist to go through, and they will then go back out into consultation with the community to further develop their develop and refine their ideas for the final artwork. So those commissions are very, very consultation and engagement heavy. You know, it's really getting as much involvement as we can around those is really, really important. Just to say as well, I mean, we've also, I mean, alongside that work that the Culture Company are facilitating, we've also done a little bit of awareness raising in the local area, because although, you know, we launched the program last July, and we had a great launch and a great response in the press and media. But again, just to kind of, you know, not everybody will have seen that. So we ran some adverts in the local press in Finglas and in Ballyfermot there just before Christmas, and we sent around leaflets around to a lot of houses around the parks and posters up on the railing. So really kind of awareness raising, just letting people know that this is happening, you know, for people who don't know or don't really know. They say sculpture, and what is that? What's that about, and how does that relate to me or connect to me? So to answer your question, we're asking people to go online, go onto our website. If you click into it, there's a section called Sculpture in Your Area. And if you click into that, there's a public survey. So it's very short, it's like take 5-10 minutes, and it kind of is designed to sort of try to get people thinking a bit about sculpture and what they'd like to see an ambitious piece of public sculpture in their area do for the area. So that's kind of a first port of call, if you like. We have an engagement public engagement curator, Julia. And she can be contacted at julia@sculpturedublin.ie. So again, for groups, for individuals who are interested in knowing more, being involved, please get in touch with us. Just let us know, and we can either just keep you aware, you know, just sign you up for the newsletter, or develop a project if there's enough interest there. So what we're doing in each of the areas around the commissions is we're working with local school, the local library, and again we put a call out to local groups to say, look, would you be interested in developing a creative project with us of some kind, with kind of sculpture focus? So the whole thing really very broadly is just to kind of get people thinking about sculpture, thinking about the history of sculpture in our city. So we have a lecture series that's going out online from Friday. That's a monthly lecture series by Paula Murphy, just talking about the history of public sculpture. And we have different kinds of activities. You know, the Elaine are running a workshop series called Visual Thinking Strategies. And it's really much easier than it sounds. It's really about getting a group of people together to look at sculptures in their collection and to talk about what they think this artwork means. And in a way, it's more about, as a group, creating, more personal connections to an artwork and a kind of a shared meaning together as a group, rather than, you know, just being told the history and the intention for the artwork by the artist, you know, which is maybe more sort of traditional art historical approach. So we're trying to develop different ways to get people thinking about sculpture. We'll have workshops, hopefully, you know, this year. Things are going to shift, and we're going to be able to kind of first get out into the parks and out round each other again, and hopefully, if it's possible at all, to have kind of making sessions. This was the intention from the beginning, is to get people working with materials, with paper, with card, with clay, and we need to kind of get a feel for it for themselves, you know, for those who are interested. As I say, there's lots more activities and plans besides, but I would say, please, you know, to anyone who's listening to this program, if you live beside Kildonan Park and you're interested in this and you're not already involved in the consultation, please get in touch with us. You know, either email us or fill out the survey would be fantastic.
Okay, and it's sculpturedublin.ie, and if
that's
people
right,
go in
yes.
there. Yeah. Now
they go in there, they go to Sculpture in Your Area. There's a menu in the top right corner. They click on that, sculpture in your area, and that'll take them into where the survey is, the public survey. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, Near FM, we're a community-based radio station, so we're always delighted to hear about communities getting involved with programs like this. So it's fantastic. Yeah. It's great.
Well, yeah. I mean, it is, and I mean, I think it's, you know, it's a kind of a really, it's like a, I don't want to say a one-off opportunity, but you know, it's a great opportunity. Like these opportunities to do something, you know, really, you know, ambitious, and it's, you know, there's a kind of a big vision there, and to try and create an artwork for this park. And I mean, as you'll know, there are plans to develop the park itself over a number of phases. I know that there's a strong sporting focus there, but I know that the parks department are interested in developing kind of, you know, biodiversity kind of wetland area, and kind of wildflower garden, and different kinds of spaces within the park that are going to appeal to you know, different people, the young children, the older generation, you know, that they can find places for themselves, and where they can relax and enjoy this natural space. And so, you know, the artist that wins the commission will also be talking to, you know, we'll be working closely with parks on their plans for the development of the park, and you know, we'll hopefully create a sculpture that really adds to and enhances the look and feel of the park, and is a you know, if it becomes a kind of a symbol for the area, you know, a kind of a powerful, powerful symbolic object, you know, that people can look out at it and say, gosh, you know, look at that, that makes me feel proud. And and the artists are very, very smart in terms of, you know, coming up with all, you know, with contemporary sculpture, you know, like, you know, that, you know, the sky is the limit, you know, they can develop all kinds of forms. It doesn't have to be the traditional kind of figurative statue, you know, that's just fixed on the plinth. You know, it could be made up of many different elements. It could be, you know, more low lying and kind of rambling. It could be made of many different kinds of materials. You know, it's really, really open, and that's why it's so important that we get people involved, and that we have a whole range of voices kind of feeding into the process, because that's only going to kind of excite and stimulate the artist's thinking, you know.
Okay, Karen, unfortunately now we're running out of time, but there's already interest. There's already interest being shown. A woman called Kathleen has texted in to say that it's very interesting chat we're having here. So already people are showing interest.
Great.
Thank you for that. Listen, is there anything you'd like to add before we take a break?
Well, just to say, John, you know, obviously thank you for getting in touch and giving us an opportunity to just to talk a little bit about the programme. It can be hard to get the information out, you know, when you've just, you know, you're putting it on leaflets and it's more text or it's online. So the radio format is just fantastic, just to be able to talk a little bit about it. And we'd really welcome the opportunity to kind of come back on kind of down the line when plans are a little further developed, and you know, if there was an opportunity to do that, we'd really welcome that.
That'd be fantastic. I was going to say that to you. I think you have my email address, so you can send it on to me. And as you say, when a bit further down the line.
You know, as I say, the artists will be submitting their stage two proposals in at the end of March. So we'd be looking to award the commission to a single artist in early April, and they'll be, as I say, they'll be kind of going back out into the local community and talking with people about their ideas and letting people know how, you know, it's like a slowly kind of, it's like a slow process of kind of refining an idea. You know, it starts off very broad, there's a lot of different ideas, and slowly you refine it and you distill it down to something that you think will have the greatest resonance and kind of potency, you know. And of course, you know, with public art, there's always going to be people who love it and people who won't love it. But the most important thing is that we have a good process, and people feel like that they had an opportunity to get involved and to give their views and to respond and feedback on the development of the ideas and all that. So we're just trying to build a good, strong process so that these artworks have meaning and are cared for then when they are created and go on to live long lives, hopefully.
Okay, well, we have to go for a break now, but we will definitely speak again further down the line, Karen. And listen, thanks very much for taking the call. It's been very interesting.
Pleasure.
Thank you, Karen.
Thanks, John.
Thank you.
Take care. All the best. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Yes, Karen Downey there from DCC's Sculpture Dublin. And if you want more information there, go to sculpturedublin.ie.